Jay Steelstra writes songs and plays that celebrate the natural beauty and slower pace of life in rural northern Michigan.
You see the white birches and pine, you know you've crossed over the line.
I've always liked the Northland a lot. They're beautiful running water. And the lakes are beautiful too, blue and sparkling. The white birches and the evergreens.
20 years ago, Jay Steelstra wrote a musical play called The North Country Opera. It told the story of a man from the big city who falls in love with a woman and the way of life in the fictional Northwoods town of Grand Marais. By the end of the play, he's left big city life behind, moved north, and married Sari, the owner of a small working-class bar. And the two live happily ever after. But a couple years ago, Jay Steelstra realized the up north life he writes about is being threatened.
There is a real Grand Marais, and I've been there many times, and it's a lovely little town. I would hate to see that turned over to condos and completely defiled, if I can use such a strong word.
So he's written a sequel. In North Country Opera Continued, his characters grapple with the pros and cons of development after two big city land developers show up at Sari's bar.
You're not going to believe what just happened. The offer I just got from this place.
Where's McKinley at?
And you know that 80 acres Oviedo's got for sale for who knows how long? McKinley, she's talking to the real estate agent right now. You know, she's good. You should see her work. And Chip says maybe some shops or galleries. And you know the snowmobilers, they're always short of motels in winter. Well, a lodge. Upscale and all, good taste, elegant maybe even. And live. Maybe even a boutique.
Oh.
And my God, the money they're talking. It's unreal.
Tracy Lee Kamarmi plays the bar owner named Sari in North Country Opera Continued. She says the musical play has an anti-development message, but she says it also explores why development has an appeal and an allure.
I think everybody might feel the thrill. What if they put in a lodge, a fancy lodge? What if they did that? You know, going up north, I could see that.
And Jay Steelstra's musical shows how people in rural communities often yearn for the jobs and money development brings, and for the stores, products, and lifestyle they see in books, magazines, and on TV.
Nowadays are different. People change.
Well, what do you want?
You have to admit that.
40 acres of malls and boutiques?
Well, it'd be nice to have some things nice around here, like on TV.
Jesus.
If you're living in a small town in extreme northern Michigan, it is difficult. A very good friend of mine, after he retired from teaching school, he lived in Seney, Michigan. He loved the north. He loved the air. He loved the cold river. But it was 85 miles to a bookstore. So, yeah, wouldn't it be nice if you had a Borders? And so you're right. The people do miss things, and they do have temptations and willingness to make those kind of compromises. So it's understandable.
When the dollar comes to town, she wears a fancy gown. She flirts and she teases, gets anything she pleases.
But in the end, the character Sari says no, and turns down the developer's offer to turn her bar into a fancy lodge, complete with chic boutiques. She realizes that the beauty of the land and the rewards of a simple life surrounded by friends are more important to her than money and fancy things. It's a message that's hit home for Tracy Lee Kamarmi, who plays Sari.
Working on this piece, I've continually come back to my roots and come back to nature and I'm reminded over and over of what really matters. And Jay just captures it beautifully, and I hope everybody leaves reminded of what really matters.
So wonder the stars, how they twinkle at night.
Jay Steelstra's North Country Opera Continued premieres in Ann Arbor, Michigan. He hopes it might be performed elsewhere in the region. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamara Charney.
The sun shines so warm and bright. It's a wonder I will never